fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into LMCU Ballpark in Comstock Park, Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is High A Midwest League Baseball as the Lansing Lugnuts open up a six-game series against the West Michigan Whitecaps. The Whitecaps come in at 16-11, the High A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. And the Lugnuts come in at 13-13, the High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. For the Whitecaps coming in, they're playing some very good baseball. They're coming off taking 4 out of 6 games at Beloit. But before that, they dropped 4 out of 6 games in Cedar Rapids. I should say they split a 6-game series at Cedar Rapids. So they've been coasting about, staying at about this spot, 5 games over .500, assisted by winning 3 out of their last 4 games. But that was a long road trip, and that road trip took them a long ways away from Comstock Park, Michigan. Now they're back. The only games that they've played here at home this year, they swept Fort Wayne in a 3-game series to open up the year. And then they took on the Dayton Dragons from April the 18th through April the 23rd, when they split that series. On the other side, for the Lansing Lugnuts, no team in the Midwest League has played fewer road games than the Lugnuts this year. The Lugnuts played 3 to start the year at Great Lakes and swept them. And then the Lugnuts played 5 road games in Lake County against the Captains. One of those games postponed, and it will be made up next week. The others, though, Lake County took 4 out of the 5. So how will the Lugnuts do here at LMCU Ballpark, which is a notoriously difficult place to pitch? The enormous American flag that is above the batter's eye in center field, the flagpole just to the left of the batter's eye, it's at half mast. But we can see that the wind is blowing from left to right across the field, and the ball just has not traveled here. It does not travel. Here's your Lansing Lugnuts lineup, as made out by Craig Conklin, who's currently meeting at home plate with the manager for West Michigan, Brian Pena. The Lugnuts will lead off with the right fielder, Johnny Butler. Batting second at third base, Jack Winkler. Heading third, the shortstop, Max Muncy. Batting fourth, the catcher, Daniel Susak. Heading fifth at first base, Danny Batista Jr. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Saheed Valenzuela. Heading seventh, the DH, C.J. Rodriguez. Batting eighth is the second baseman for the Lansing Lugnuts, that's A. Ribialanales. And then rounding off the order, the center fielder, Junior Perez. That's Butler, Winkler, Muncy, Susak, Batista Jr., Valenzuela, Rodriguez, Anales, and Perez. And they support the right-hander, Jack Perkins. Now on the other side for the Whitecaps, it's Danny Soretti who leads off, the switch-hitting shortstop. Batting second, the second baseman, Chase Young. Hitting third, the catcher, Eliezer Alfonso, another switch-hitter. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Isaac Pacheco. Heading fifth in center field, it's Roberto Campos. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Chris Myers. Heading seventh, the DH, Dylan Paulson. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Justice Bigby, who coincidentally wears number 8. And then rounding off the order, batting ninth, it's the right fielder, Austin Murr, for these West Michigan Whitecaps. It's a Tuesday night. It's a lovely crowd. It's a sunshiny sort of day as well. Really is a lovely day for playing baseball. It is 73 degrees to get this series started. There's a group of school kids who've come out onto the field behind home plate, below the home plate circle. They're wearing their sky blue shirts. They're wearing shorts. and they are currently fidgeting about. They are they're ready for the West Michigan Whitecaps to take the field, and then they can sing. I see that it says the Northern Trails Choir. All right. The kids are helping the crowd know, get up, get up, get on your feet. So the folks here at LMCU Ballpark have stood, and here are the Whitecaps introduced one by one. Justice Bigby, the left fielder, the first out of the dugout. The on-field MC, Bob Wells, on hand. Michael Newell, the PA announcer here at LMCU Ballpark. They have had a great amount of stability, and they have been here for an awful long time. It's Bob Wells, their on-field MC, who does all the introducing of these players as they come out from the first base side dugout. Bob is standing to the right of the home plate circle. The umpires have their sides to him. They're giving him the cold right shoulder. Our home plate umpires, Brandon Tipton. Our bases umpires, Chad Patterson. And as always for Lansing, Max Muncy is out of the dugout first. Daniel Susak is out to join him. It is always that Max Muncy tradition. Be out of that dugout first, and now the rest of the Lugnuts start to join him. Susak, Johnny Butler, Danny Batista Jr. One by one, filtering out, wearing the road black jerseys, the white numerals. Susak gives Batista Jr. a swipe. CJ Rodriguez right alongside. Josh Wainwright is spinning his black glove around in his hand. Ari Bielanjale adopts the cap, and he shows off that bleach blonde hair. The next day, Rebiel Jr. paras all the way up the side. Paras the last on the row to the left. The last in the row to the right, the very first in line, the manager Craig Conklin, standing with his hands on his hips. And now here comes the rest of the coaching staff. Luis Baez, the assistant hitting coach. Don Schulze, the pitching coach. Ron Whitmire, the hitting coach. Down to the field we go. First pitch up next. Lugnuts and Whitecaps coming up from LMCU Ballpark.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's time to play ball from Comstock Park, Michigan. Oh, not all that far away from Grand Rapids. The Lansing Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps today. Game number one in a six-game series. And for the Lugnuts, game number 27 in their 27th year in existence. 13-13 coming in. The Whitecaps 16-11. The Lugnuts, Butler, Winkler, Muncie coming up against this Whitecaps defense. Justice Bigby's in left, Roberto Campos in center, and in right field, Austin Murr. Chris Myers is at first, Chase Young at second, Danny Ceretti at short, Isaac Pacheco at third, and the catcher, Eliezer Alfonso, the man on the mound, delivering a foul off the right side, lefty Jack O'Loughlin. And we are underway at 6:38 p.m. We're 3 minutes late. O'Loughlin's ready. Wines, deals. Butler takes a called strike on the count, nothing and two. Home plate umpire Brandon Tipton, bases umpire Chad Patterson. O'Loughlin to the plate. Butler lays off, bounced down and away. One ball, two strikes. Jack O'Loughlin, they nickname him Jacko on this Whitecaps squad. A native Australian with roots in New Zealand. Deals the 1-2. Bends down and away. Breaking ball for ball two. O'Loughlin is making his sixth start of the year. Ties him with teammates Hernandez and Pena in that category. Wilkel Hernandez, Carlos Pena. No relation to the other Carlos Pena, the major leaguer. 2-2. Popped up, but foul. And off to the left side. The third baseman looking for room. No, that's off the netting and then took a dangerous hop, ricocheting right past Isaac Pacheco's shoulder. Two balls, two strikes. For O'Loughlin coming in, 19 strikeouts, 12 walks, and 17 and one-third innings. I think the most notable stat that you should know is that the league is hitting .301 against him. He has been hittable. Lansing has faced him twice before, and twice they have hit him. The pitch to Butler. That just missed. A fastball at 91. Count is full. I say 91. 91 according to the stadium gun here. We can check in to see how trustworthy that is. O'Loughlin winds. Payoff. Butler fights it foul, drifting back in the air to the left, down to the seats. On April the 11th, O'Loughlin faced the Lugnuts. Four innings, four hits, two runs, took the loss. On April the 16th, he faced the Lugnuts. Two innings, seven hits and four runs, suffered another loss. Payoff. Butler lines it, slicing down the left field line, but foul. Over into a seating area. But not today. All of the tables, all the picnic tables and chairs and everything have been carefully tarped off. Again, a 3-2. Butler chops it on the right side. A couple of bounces to Jace Young, backing up. Fires to first, out number one. It was a nice at-bat for Johnny Butler, but in the end, Jack O'Loughlin wins it. Next up, it's Jack Winkler. You can find me via social media at Jay Goldstress, jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com, the email address. Foul tip into the mid of the catcher, Alfonso, strike one for Winkler. Jack coming off another double his last time out. O'Loughlin deals. Inside, one ball, one strike. By the way, that Butler at bat, nine pitches for the at for O'Loughlin. One out, nobody on, no score. A break even 1-1. Swing and a miss on the off speed. Ball and two strikes. Winkler with his double last game. Eight doubles now this year. That leads Lansing. A 1-2. Swing and a miss. O'Loughlin strikes him out with a change. First strikeout for O'Loughlin. Two outs. The batter now, Max Muncy, who is that first man out of the dugout for the anthem, as always. The deal to him. Inside corner, strike one called. After the leadoff hitting left-handed batting Butler, it goes righty-righty, righty-righty, and then the switch-hitting seed Valenzuela before three more righties. The pitch, stroke toward short on a line taken in by Cerretti. Side retired. Ground out, strike out, line out, to the bottom of the first inning. Lansing taking the field, and the right-hander Jack Perkins will be on the mound, taking on West Michigan.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts went down 1-2-3 in the top of the first inning, a scoreless frame for Jack O'Loughlin. And now the other Jack, Jack Perkins, takes the mound for the Lugnuts. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Perkins, the right-hander, deals to the West Michigan leadoff man. And Danny Cerretti takes a called strike one. Switch hitting. Shortstop batting from the left side with the north paw facing him. Danny Cerretti has been brilliant this year. Perkins fires. Breaking ball, bouncing in, ball one. Cerretti enters this plate appearance hitting .345. Six doubles, two triples, three home runs, and 11 knocked in. One of those home runs came against Lansing, against the reliever John Beller. The wind, the 1-1. Whacked foul down the left side. That baseball heads off toward the construction. Down the left side, they have closed it all off, where there used to be a rolling lawn and a little bit of a nice waterfall here. Nope. They are building. Big time renovation. Perkins 1-2. Cerretti strikes out swinging. Oh, Jack blew him away. Down goes Cerretti. That Jace Young is coming up next. One batter, one strikeout for the Lansing right-hander, the fifth rounder from Indiana by way of Louisville. Jace Young, first pitch, inside, ball one, as decided by the home plate umpire Brandon Tipton. So Young comes in hitting just .231. He continues to scuffle. A first rounder from last year out of Texas Tech. Perkins pitch. A ground ball rolled over. Second baseman Anales picks it up. The throw to first. Two outs. Here is your Lansing defense. Hey, Rebiel Anales plays second base. Danny Bautista Jr. is over at first. On the left side of the diamond, Max Muncy is the shortstop, and at third base, Jack Winkler. The catcher, Daniel Susak. Out of the outfield, Saheed Valenzuela is in left. Junior Perez is in center, and in right field, Johnny Butler. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Bring up Eliezer Alfonso. Here's the pitch. Fouled away to the left side. Fastball that was up, and the radar gun said was 92 miles an hour. Alfonso was late. Alfonso's homered against Lansing this year, his only home run of the season. Was hit some, well over 400. He swings and fouls off another pitch out of play. That's the curveball from Perkins. And now it's nothing and two. In the top half of the inning, ground out, strikeout, line out. In the bottom half, strikeout, ground out, Nothing and two pitch. Breaking ball up and in. Ball one. In general for Perkins, fastball, cut fastball, four-seam change, and the power curve, which sometimes is a little bit of a slur. Kicks, throws, line shot, center field. Perez started in, goes back, runs it down. He has such great speed, Junior Perez. And in the end, Eliezer Alfonso's drive could not outrun him. Onward to the second inning. No base runners for either squad. No runs as of yet.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Daniel Susek gets to lead off the top of the second inning from Comstock Park, Michigan. LMCU ballpark, no score. Jack O'Loughlin's pitch. Susek takes a called strike one. Big right-handed slugger. Susek followed by Batista Jr. and Valenzuela, 4-5-6. The southpaw from Australia deals. A punched ground ball down to first base. Staggered Myers quickly back to his feet and to his own base. Out number one. Now, if Jack O'Loughlin was a submariner, then he'd be thrown from down under and also be from down under. And in fact, sometimes a submariner is called an Australian because they work from down under. Jack O'Loughlin comes right over the top, and now he has gone four up, four down. No score. He deals to Danny Batista Jr. Batting right, the pitch. Strike one called on the outside corner. Fastball at 89. O'Loughlin's not a pitcher who lights up the radar gun, but he's very smart. Kicks and throws. Fastball backs away Batista inside. One and one. Danny comes in hitting 239. He continues to show flashes, though. Had another couple of hits last game. The pitch. Hits it in the air, left center field. Justice Big B to his left into left center. Called off, and the center fielder Campos takes it in. That wind blowing from left to right across the field. Brought that ball from Big B into Campos' territory. You know, outfielders can get mighty territorial. Two outs, Saheed Valenzuela the batter. O'Loughlin kicks and throws. Fastball and a strike called on the inside corner. 15 pitches, 11 for strikes for O'Loughlin in the first inning. And here in the second inning, he's looking to put away the Lugnuts even quicker. No score, deals, bounce straight back, strike two. Switch hitting Valenzuela, batting right. Playing in left field today. We've seen him this year in left and at second base. Heading 217. At 0-2 with two outs. Fastball high. Meanwhile, Jack Perkins in the bottom of the first inning. Only 10 pitches, 7 strikes necessary for a 1-2-3 frame. O'Loughlin throws. Fair to the air, slicing to right field. Austin Murr comes in. He's there. One hand snag above his cap. And Lansing goes down quietly. 1.5 complete from West Michigan. No score as of yet between the Caps and the Nuts.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Five, six, seven for West Michigan. Or I should say 4-5-6 for West Michigan, and Pacheco, Campos, and Myers coming up for the bottom of the second inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. No score as of yet. Opening game of this series. Right-hander Jack Perkins for Lansing, dealing first to Isaac Pacheco, batting left. He fouls off the first pitch, strike one. Pacheco, the Lugnuts killer. So effective this year against Lansing, but against everybody else, less so. Hitting just 216. Here's the deal. A very high from Perkins. So Isaac Pacheco, probably more than his teammates, very happy to see the Lugnuts arriving into town. The last time that these two teams faced off, though, there was a lot of offense between them. Here's the 1-1. Pacheco takes a very high fastball. In fact, Lansing in that earlier series, which was split evenly between the two teams in the six games, the Lugnuts did very well. They batted 296 as a team against West Michigan's pitchers. 2-1. Pacheco fouls it straight back. The two best Lugnuts, Caden Trenkel, went 8 of 16, plus 5 walks in 5 games. And Danny Bautista Jr. hit 368. While Pacheco showed off his power in the series. 2-2. Fouled back again. Brought off the fastball from Perkins. On the radar gun here says 93. Pacheco, 3 home runs against the Lugnuts in the 6 games. All 3 home runs that he has this year. The pitch popped him up left side, but this is going to tower foul. Back and out of play. Bouncing on the Lansing dugout and then ricocheting up over the mid-level concourse into the second layer of permanent stadium seating. There are 9 rows of permanent seating right back of the field, then the concourse. The pitch down and in. And all the permanent stadium seating here, it's a deep white caps blue. The colors deep blue and a baby blue. I might try to give it a nautical term. 3-2. Perkins lost him. Fastball low. A leadoff walk opens up the second. No score in the game. Pacheco down to first base. The batter's Roberto Campos. Pacheco really does play well against Lansing, doesn't he? He earned that 8-pitch walk. Only 8 walks all year and 25 games coming in. Pacheco 0-for-2 and trying to steal. Here's Roberto Campos. Righty to righty. Perkins misses down and away. Ball one. And for Jack Perkins coming into play today, 21 strikeouts compared to only 7 walks in 20 and one-third innings. Struck out a batter in the 1-2-3 first. Righty to righty. Campos swings and misses. That pitch disappeared. 89 on the stadium gun. Ball on to strike. Now Campos comes in hitting 247. 6 doubles, 2 triples, 3 home runs for the youngster. The deal? Fastball right down the middle. And 94 on the gun. Strike 2 called. Campos against Lansing earlier this year. Batted 300, two doubles, one homer, four walks. Highly productive. A 1-2 pitch from Perkins. On its way. Pushed to the right side, and a base hit squibbing into right field. Pacheco long strides around second base. In right, Butler eyes him down, then lobs it into shortstop. Campos, the oppo single. The first two Whitecaps have reached, and the home second. Not hard contact at all by Campos. Danny Bautista Jr. came off his bag to his right, and he could not get there. On the second baseman, Eribe Alanales, just too far up the middle. No chance. So Pacheco at second, Campos at first, no score, nobody out for Chris Myers. The pitch, a left-handed slugger, takes ball one, trickling through catcher Susak down and in. That gets to the backstop, and the runners advance. Pacheco to third, Campos to second. Don't like where this half inning is going at all. Wild pitch charged to Perkins. Chris Myers, batting 305 with five home runs this year. A team leading 17 ribbies. The pitch inside nearly hit him. Two balls and no strikes. Now Myers was one of the few West Michigan batters who Lansing pitchers controlled that first time around at just 231. Third baseman Winkler off his line and in. First baseman Bautista Jr. the same. Pitch fouled straight back on a fastball in on the hands. 2-1. Myers, a powerhouse at 6'3", 215 pounds. Out of Miamisburg, Ohio. Taking on the right-hander out of Kokomo, Indiana. Perkins deals. Ground ball past Perkins. Back of second base. Glove by Muncy. Now he's got Campos in a rundown. Lobs to Winkler. Meanwhile, Pacheco scores. Winkler runs Campos back to second base. Tags him out and then tumbles right over him. Ends up sitting down back of second base. They do get the out on the fielder's choice. Myers the RBI. He stands at first. One out and 1-0 West Michigan. It goes 1-6-5. I should simply say 6-5 on the out as that ball got past Perkins. And the pitching coach, Don Schultze, is heading out there for a word with Jack. Just talking things through. Contact has not been hard. A walk, weak contact on the single to the right side, weak contact in that fielder's choice grounder. But Max Muncy had thrown it over to first base to get Myers. Roberto Campos likely would have taken third, but at the very least, he would have retreated to second base. He would much rather have one run in, one out, and a runner at first, than one run in, one out, and a runner at second or third. So Muncy and Winkler, fine job executing. Schultze back to the dugout, third base side. And Perkins to Dylan Paulson, batting left. Strike called with a fastball. The biggest trouble for Jack has been of his own making. A leadoff walk to Pacheco. And then after the Campos single, the wild pitch. 1-0 to Paulson, batting left. Ground ball foul behind the on-deck hitter, Bigby. 0-2. And Dylan Paulson is DHing today. He's hitting only 212 through 15 games, off to a struggling start. Here's the pitch. Check swing foul, line into the netting, third base side. Now I've been going through West Michigan stats against the Lugnuts the first time around. And Dylan Paulson played well. 7-for-17 with two doubles. Batted 412, playing in four of the six games. 0-2. Broken bat line drive. All Perkins glove deflects in a shallow right center. That's a base hit. Up to second base, Myers. From center field, Junior Perez gallops forward, picks it up, wings it in. Bad luck for Jack Perkins in the defense. Paulson at first, Myers to second, one out for Justice Bigby. West Michigan leading 1-0. That completely sawed off the bat. That bat is kindling. but Perkins could not snare the line drive, and in touching it, he knocked it beyond the second baseman on the list. Just as Big B fouls off the first pitch to the right side, out of play off to the right part of the lawn. Strike one. This has gone walk, single, fielder's choice, single. 2-1, one out. Right-hander against right-hander. Big B, the left fielder, batting eighth. Knees bent. The deal. Fouled away again to the right side. Late on the fastball. Now, Justice Big B is hitting 283 this year. And as you might guess, because it's gone this way, right? All the players who've been great for West Michigan for the whole year struggled against Lansing and vice versa. Players who ripped up the Lugnuts pitchers in April have been poor otherwise. And that's the case for Big B. The pitch, whacked on a line, right center field. Perez to his left, can't get there. It's a base hit, and it's going all the way to the wall in the right center alley. Myers is around third. He's coming in to score. Throw hits the cutoff man. No relay to the plate as Paulson comes in. And Big B stops at second with a two-run double. It's a 3-0 West Michigan lead. Excellent hitting by Justice Bigby. Inside outing, and he lasered it. Junior Perez, the center fielder, rushed over and could not cut it off. And off the ball went to the wall. And because of that, there was no chance to stop Paulson from coming plateward. Here's Austin Murr. Murr takes a called strike. Breaking ball. The number 9 hitter, the right fielder for West Michigan. Bats left. On deck, Danny Soretti. The righty Perkins sets, throws. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Going after him with the hook. Only one out, 3 runs in. Big B at second base. And Justice Big B, 1 steal, 1 time caught. Not the most aggressive of runners. Perkins looks back, then deals. Bounced it in. Blocked at home plate by Susak. Austin Murr immediately held up the right hand as if to say, don't worry about it, don't try it. Murr homered against the Lugnuts in the earlier series this year, back in April. West Michigan at 9 home runs in 6 games. Jackson Field, much more welcoming for home runs. LMCU ballpark, not so. The line drive base hits, just like we saw from Big B to the alley. That works best. Bouncer foul right side. 1-2. So far this year, West Michigan coming in, hitting just 199 at home. Of the club's 28 home runs, 5 here at home, 23 on the road. 1-2, swing and a miss. Got him with the fastball in. Second strikeout for Perkins. 2 away. Whitecaps lead 3-0. All the runs here in this bottom of the second. Now bring up Danny Soretti. Second time around through this order. The switch hitting shortstop batting left struck out his first time. Matt waving high above his head. The pitch. Strike called with a fastball, working away. When I say that Soretti's holding the bat high, I mean his hands are high. His hands are above his head. So the bat is pointing back at his own dugout, waving up and down. 0-1. Chopper hit toward short. Muncy comes into attack, grabs the first bounce, fires to first, got him. Max had to reach down to his shoelaces to take that ball in. And then the transfer and the throw on point. The second inning is over. 7 Whitecaps batted, 3 scored on 3 hits and a walk, 1 left in scoring position. Going to the third inning, Whitecaps lead 3-0 over the Lugnuts.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
for the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
West Michigan worked over Jack Perkins, a 30-pitch bottom of the second inning. That led to three runs scoring. A two-run double by Justice Bigby, the big blow. 3-0 Whitecaps starting up the third. C.J. Rodriguez, his face was shown. It's C.J. Rodriguez who is due. Hang on. Rodriguez made the first out of the frame, and here's Aribiel Anales, who lays down a bunt right back to the pitcher O'Loughlin, who juggles and can't make the play, and Anales is on. Bunt single for Aribiel Anales here in the third inning. Junior Perez is coming up next. Rodriguez on the first pitch of the inning, before we came back from break, grounded out to the third baseman Isaac Pacheco. Anales, though, reaches. First base runner allowed by the lefty O'Loughlin. 3-0 Whitecaps. Junior Perez is the batter. The pitch. Perez fouls it away to the right side. The junior comes in 5 for 61. Four hits in April. One hit so far in May. One on, one out. Down 3-0. Here's the deal. Fastball for a strike called inside corner. Lachlan straightens with the sign. At 0-2. Chopper hit towards short. In comes Soretti. Grabs, steps on second, throws to first. It's not in time. Perez beat it out. Just a fielder's choice and a force out at second of Anales. Out number two. So Perez the runner at first base. And Lansing brings up the top of the order. And Johnny Butler. Lefty deals to lefty. O'Loughlin throws. Butler takes the breaking ball, curving in. A called strike. Johnny had a 9-pitch at bat to open up the ballgame. And then he grounded out to second base. Harris is a base-stealing threat, leading away from first. Here's the deal. Swing and a miss on the off-speed. 0-2. And O'Loughlin is in rhythm. This is the best that he has looked against Lansing so far this year. And by a long shot. He straightens. He holds. And an 0-2. Bends down and away. Butler takes ball one. Same thing happened to Johnny his first time up. Fell quickly back of the count. Strike one, strike two, and then worked his way back in it. And in the end, O'Loughlin did get him. O'Loughlin's 1-2. Perez runs, pitch swung at and missed. Strike three. Strikeout number two for Jack O'Loughlin. Don't worry about Junior Perez. We are through 2.5. And Lansing has not gotten too much going against the West Michigan lefty. Whitecaps lead 3-0.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Hunger lives in neighborhoods all around us, but it doesn't have to. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
Big Chase Young leads off the bottom of the third inning for West Michigan and spoils the first pitch straight back, strike one. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Young, Alfonso, and Pacheco, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for West Michigan. Now the Whitecaps are leading Jack Perkins, the righty, in the Lugnuts 3-0. The deal? Fastball high. 1-1. Chase Young wears number 2 in addition to batting second. Light, unstained bat. Tilts way back above his shoulder. The pitch up high. Curveball that didn't really curve. Ball 2. First time up for Young. He grounded out to the second baseman, Angeles. Perkins steps back. Leg kick in the pitch. Foul right back into the screen. Fastball at 95, according to the gun. The Jack can bring it up to 97. How about the 2-2? Hit in the air, out to center field, and hit well. Junior Perez rushes over. He's there. He's got the catch. Boy, the ball just does not travel here. Young is at number 1. Had solid contact. And yet, if you're an outfielder at LMCU Ballpark, you do not have to station yourself anywhere near the warning track. Unless somebody really wallops one, you should be just fine. Next up is Eliezer Alfonso. Fastball, strike called, outside corner. 3-0 West Michigan. Right-handed pitcher, switch hitter batting left. One out, nobody on in the third. The deal. High. That's a couple of times with the off-speed that it has not been sharp for Perkins. When he gets it, when he locates it, he's different. He throws. Yanked on a line deep down the right field line toward the corner. It's a fair ball and a home run. Eliezer Alfonso homers right down the right field line. His second home run of the year. And they have both come against the Lugnuts. Boy, he hooked that ball. And he put it just inside the fair pole. 4-0 Whitecaps. First home run allowed all year for Perkins. It was another breaking ball. And it just hung. Eliezer Alfonso turned on it. Now Isaac Pacheco. The pitch. Ball 1. Aimed for the outside corner with the off speed. No, sir. Pacheco walked, scored the first of the 3 runs that came in last inning. Here's the wind on the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball exploded past him. Time granted to the batter. Let's do some Lansing Lugnuts trivia right here in this bottom half of the third inning. One out, nobody on for West Michigan. The wind, the pitch. Popped up. Left side, foul ground. Catcher Susak rushes over. Toward the netting, throws away the mask, makes the grab. And there's at number 2. Well, talking about home runs, your question is this. Which member of this Lugnut squad has the most career minor league home runs. The most home runs in his professional career. Email in jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S at lansinglugnuts.com. Roberto Campos takes a called strike on the outside corner. Now the question would have been easy before Lázaro Armenteros was promoted. Lázaro by far and away did. The pitch fouled back to our right and off the sweet level, bouncing down below. Nothing in two. Perkins has come back from allowing the home run, attacking. Deals outside, ball one. Campos is one for one with a weakly struck single through the right side his last time. 4-0 Whitecaps, and the pitch. Inside and low, 2-2. I'll check in with that trivia question's answer a little bit later on. Third baseman Winkler hugs his line, middle of the infield wide open. Campos lines this pitch foul to the right side, and a couple of his relievers lift their feet up. The ball travels right below them. Perkins once again trying to go to that breaking ball to put away a batter. Struck out one Whitecap in the first inning, getting Danny Soretti. He whiffed Austin Murr with a fastball in the second. I think Soretti in the first inning was a changeup. Now against Campos on the bottom of the third. Bounced it. 3-2. Two outs, nobody on deck, Myers. Payoff. Swing and a miss. Strike three goes all the way to the backstop. Susak goes over to retrieve and has no play to first base. It is the third strikeout, and it came on a fastball that was high and wide. Daniel Susak could not grab it. And West Michigan keeps this bottom of the third inning going. And watching the replay, it looked to me that Susak whiffed, but the official score rules strikeout wild pitch. I'm not sure why he didn't touch it. Ball one down and in to Chris Myers. The left-handed hitting Myers is 0-1 with an RBI fielder's choice and a run scored. 4-0 Whitecaps. Here's the deal. Fouled away to the left, over the rooftop, and back toward the sea of parking lots that surround this place. Now, if you looked at LMC Ballpark from above, you would see nothing but parking lots on a baseball field in the middle. Just parking space after parking space. 1-1. Fouled off, left side. And that ball is going to find itself a parking space. Don't need to parallel park. Plenty of spaces. Although, there used to be two different lots for the media. There's one now. One of those media parking lots has now been taken up by one of the construction trailers with all of the renovation work that they've got going on. Two outs, runner at first. Runner takes off the 1-2, grounded foul. So send Campos back to first base. Myers will try this again. Just caught a piece of the Perkins breaking ball. No runs, one hit, no errors for the Lugnuts. 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Whitecaps. Here's the pitch. A ground ball pulled foul up the right side. There's not too much energy coming from the crowd right now. Everyone looks fairly comfortable. And they have to be happy with what they've seen from their hometown squad. 3 runs in the second inning, 1 so far here in the third, and the home run hit by Alfonso. Kumar Nambiar is warming up in the Lansing pen. Jack Perkins with pitch number 64. On its way. Swing and a miss. Got him with the off speed. So Perkins, after allowing Campos to reach on the strikeout wild pitch, comes right back and strikes out Myers, his 4th strikeout. The home run by Alfonso, the only run for West Michigan in the inning. 1 left on. We go to the 4th. Lansing trailing now 4-0.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
All Whitecaps right now, 4-0. West Michigan leading Lansing. Jack Winkler leads off the top of the fourth inning. Fouled away the first pitch to the right side. Second offering from Jack O'Loughlin. Inside and low, ball one. So Winkler followed by Muncy and then Susak in this Lugnuts attack. Trying to do something about this deficit in the fourth inning. The pitch, Winkler taps this pitch foul way out in front of the off speed. One ball and two strikes on the Lugnuts number two hitter, the third baseman. Jack struck out swinging his first time against the lefty O'Loughlin. O'Loughlin with the glove held up in front of his face. Rocks. Throws. Winkler pops it up. Foul ground right side. First baseman Myers over near his pen. And Chris Myers did not make the catch. He first overran it. It came into his glove. It popped right back out. He went right down to his back. He tried to desperately secure it. And the ball found the green grass. Jack Winkler is still alive. No play rules the official score. No error charged to Myers. Tell you what, though, he was there. He had it the first time. Then the ball fell out. He reached out. He got it again, and that ball would not stay caught. 1-2. Winkler swings and misses. Changeup strikes him out. Don't worry about it, Chris Myers. Three strikeouts now for O'Loughlin. Twice he has gotten Jack Winkler. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thank you very much for joining me in the opening game of our six-game series here from West Michigan. The Lugnuts and the Whitecaps, what a long rivalry this is. Max Muncy takes, breaking ball down and in, ball one. Muncy and the Lugnuts down 4-0. Max lined out, lined to the shortstop back in the first inning. Some of the hardest contact we've seen yet from a Lugnuts hitter. The pitch, breaking ball, slicing across the inside corner. Strike called. Fastball, curve, changeup. The O'Loughlin arsenal. O'Loughlin's 1-1. A bouncing ball up the first base side, but foul right of the bag. Myers was ready once again. First baseman active. Only one Lugnuts base runner so far. That through 3 1/3 innings. And that only thanks to the A. Rebielanales bunt single last inning. That's been all. The Lugnuts are 217-217 all-time against the Caps. The pitch stays outside. Two balls, two strikes on Max. One out, nobody on in the fourth inning. So here we are, game number 435 all-time. Not who's going to take the 218-217 lead. Muncy swings, grounds it foul left side. Curveball down and in. In the Lansing pen, Kumar Nambiar was warming, is still warming. My guess is that we've seen the last of Jack Perkins. 64 pitches, 45 strikes for Perk in three tough innings. The pitch, fastball misses in. Quick pitch from O'Loughlin. 3-2. The Lugnuts bullpen may well likely be asked to do some major innings today. Payoff. Muncy pokes it foul to the right. Went lunging out over the plate. Daniel Susak is on deck, spitting into his hands, grabbing his bat, trying to time up the pitcher. Payoff. Muncy takes ball four low. Refused to chase. First walk given out by O'Loughlin. Daniel Susak grounded out to the first baseman. Chris Myers his first time. Susak had a wonderful homestand. Just wonderful. Entered it hitting 180. Came into this series hitting 270. Time called. He batted 385 at home in the 2 weeks, first week against Quad Cities and the second week against Dayton. Here's the pitch. Curveball. Low, ball one. 15 for 39. Plus five walks. So the batting average rose to 270. The on-base percentage up to 330. Slugging 483. 1-0. Susak swings and misses. Way out in front. Ball into strike. Did he pack that hot streak on the road with him? Is it in his suitcase? Did he unpack it and ready here in West Michigan? The deal. Line drive right field. There's Austin Murr. It falls for a base hit. Muncy up to second base. The throw into second. And Susak is on with a soft oppo single. There's your answer. He keeps on hitting. Not trying to do too much. Just putting the bat on the ball and spraying it. Because of swings like that, you say Daniel Susak can hit for an average to go along with his great power. Two on, one out. Lugnuts down 4-0. And the batter is Danny Bautista Jr. Knees bent from the right side, even stance. Lefty offers. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. Strike one. When you get that fastball from O'Loughlin, it's worth taking a good hack at. Because that velocity doesn't scare you. It is all about how O'Loughlin mixes things up and changes speeds. 0-1. A bouncing ball hit on the right side. Young to his left, grabs, turns, throws to second. They're getting out there. It's ready. Pump fakes to first, pivots about, looks over at third. Muncy is staying put. Fielder's choice, 4-6. Bautista Jr. on at first, and Susak forced out at the keystone. Two outs for Saheed Valenzuela. Switch hitter batting right, trying to take advantage of this first true Lugnuts threat in this game. Down 4-0. Bautista Jr. a threat to run at first. Muncy speedy at third. Valenzuela grounds the first offering foul left side. It was that big looping curve at 72 miles an hour. Out in front, and he raked it off toward his dugout. Saheed Valenzuela out of Somerton, Arizona. O'Loughlin holds. Strike one offering on its way. High. Tried the changeup. Valenzuela attended Cal State Fullerton. Proud baseball program. And he was one of the team leaders. 13th round selection in 2019. This is his second year in Lansing. The break even. Ground ball left side underneath Pacheco's glove. Grabbed by the shortstop Soretti. Niftily done with the backhand and the throw to first in time. That takes away not only a base hit from Valenzuela, but a run as Muncy was in. But Danny Soretti deep to his right. After Pacheco whiffed, he bails at the third baseman. He stops the Lugnuts offense cold. 3.5 complete. One hit, one walk, two left. Lansing still scoreless, down 4-0 at West Michigan.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts have gone to the bullpen. Had the new man in, the lefty Kumar Nambiar out of Yale. Bottom of the fifth inning, bottom third, or I should say, in the bottom of the fourth inning, it's the bottom third of the West Michigan order. That means Dylan Paulson, Justice Bigby, and Austin Murr. Nambiar misses ball one to Dylan Paulson. Lefty deals to lefty. Curveball is whacked high and deep to right center field. Perez sprinting over, reaches down, can't make a shoestring catch. Paulson streaks for second base. The throw-in is off the bag. Anales had to go up to go get it, and Dylan Paulson is safely aboard. Well, that ball was misread by Junior Perez, who made a mess of things. He raced back and then suddenly had to reach out and then reach down because the ball was so far down, it was sinking, and he wasn't ready for it. Official scorers called it a double. It's one of those where Junior Perez played it into a double. Justice Bigby is the new batter. 1-for-1, 2-run double. Takes ball one low from Nambiar. And Lansing's defense is right back in trouble. Welcome to the ballgame, Kumar Nambiar. Good luck. 4-0 Whitecaps. He deals. It's outside. For Nambiar, fastball, curveball, changeup. Does an outstanding job of mixing them. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, left side, diving stop on a hop by Winkler. Holds the runner, throws to first, got him. Highlight reel play from Jack Winkler down at third, laying out to his left. Full extension on a bounce. And then he had to pop up and peg it across to first base. Justice Bigby out number one, and a star next to it on the scorecard. Here's the number nine hitter, Austin Murr. One out, runner at second. Lefty deals to lefty. Strike called on the outside corner. Murr struck out swinging his first time up. That against the starting pitcher, Jack Perkins. I'll give you Jack's final numbers in just a moment. Here's the toss. Line drive center field. It falls in for base hit in front of Perez. Stops on at third base. Paulson held. Though comes into second, Murr has himself a single. Runners are at the corners, and the lineup is flipping over. Let me make sure to clarify the Lugnuts trivia question because I'm starting to see the answers come in. Your trivia question today was, of these Lugnuts active roster members, of all of the active Lugnuts, which of these current players has the most career minor league home runs? Danny Soretti swings and misses a curve. Strike one. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Who has the most career minor league home runs among these current Lugnuts? Nambiar's 0-1. Off the outside corner. Switch hitting Soretti, bats right. Batted left his first two times up, taking on Jack Perkins. Struck out, grounded out to short. The deal. Driven foul, ways down the right side. There's a lawn over there, and that baseball is up onto the green lawn. If he was golfing, he laid it down the fairway nicely. And now the second shot. A 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him chasing. Off speed into the dust. And Soretti strikes out for out number two. Murr at first. Paulson at third. Whitecaps leading 4-0. Chase Young. A ground out to second and a fly out to center field for the former first rounder. 0-2. Can Nambiar strand these runners? He issues. The curve. Strike called. Chase Young started to go a little bit jelly-legged. Jack Perkins, final line, 3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs all earned. 1 walk, 4 strikeouts, a home run allowed to Eliezer Alfonso. 0-1. Curveball fouled off into the screen. He is not looking comfortable. 0-2. All right, if you're the catcher, Daniel Susak, you're the pitcher, Kumar Nambiar, and you've seen how Young has looked. 0-2. That's a fastball up and away. So they give him the waist fastball. And what are they doing? 1-2. Is it back to the curve? Nambiar kicks and offers. Ground ball foul right side. Nifty pickup with the right hand by the on-deck hitter, Alfonso. Just reached out and stabbed it. Swung his arm around, too. Keep that momentum going. That ball was sizzling. The pitch. A curveball grounded sharply. Fair up the right side. That's a base hit toward the right field corner past the West Michigan pen. Paulson scores. Murr's around third. He's heading for home. He scores standing. A thought of third. Arrives high. Tag brought down by Winkler. Not in time. Chase Young slides in with a 2-run triple. 6-0 West Michigan. Those first two curveballs were tough for Chase Young. But when Nambiar tried again with the hook, he was ready and he laced it up the right side. So this half inning has gone double, ground out, single, strikeout, triple to bring up the home run hitter from last inning. Eliezer Alfonso takes a called strike, fastball in the inside corner. Difficulties for two of the Lugnuts' best pitchers. Nambiar throws. Changeup low. Ball into strike. You don't expect Jack Perkins to only go 3 innings and allow 4 runs. You don't expect Kumar Nambiar to come in and immediately give up 2 runs. Deals. Hit in the air, hooking deep down the left field line. Toward the corner, Valenzuela over and a foul ground. And the ball falls harmlessly out of the Lugnuts' pen. Before hopping up over the railing. 1-2. Can Nambiar get Alfonso? The switch hitter batting right. Here's the pitch. Ground ball struck towards short. Loved by Muncy. Here's the throw to first. Received by Batista Jr. to end the 4th inning. 3 hits. 2 runs for the Whitecaps. Chase Young tripling in Paulson and Murr, stranded at third base. Onward to the 5th inning. West Michigan now leading Lansing by a 6-0 score.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am. And I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life.
to learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts deficit has grown to 6-0. 3 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth for the West Michigan Whitecaps. The Lugnuts trying to do something about that as we enter the fifth inning. Are the 7-8-9 hitters, C.J. Rodriguez, followed by Analeson Perez. Lefty Jack O'Loughlin winds and throws. Outside corner, strike call to C.J. Right-handed batter challenging the southpaw. Rodriguez grounded out to third on the first pitch he saw back in the third inning. The pitch, curveball outside. 1-1. There's some organizational news to tell you about within the Oakland A's system, some movement. The right-hander Grant Holman was promoted earlier today up to Double-A Midland. O'Loughlin's pitch, her ball inside, 2-1. Grant Holman, the sixth rounder out of Cal in the 2021 draft. A 2-1 pitch. Rodriguez takes a ball low and in. He had opened up the season on the Lugnuts injured list, but then was activated on April the 14th. And how good was he? 7 appearances, 9 in the third innings. No runs allowed. 4 walks, 13 strikeouts. O'Loughlin's 3-1. Rodriguez lines it foul over the netting right side, up in a sweep level. Count is full. The league batted just 129 against Holman. His splitter looked outstanding. Here's the pitch. Rodriguez grounds it up the third base side. Backhanded by Pacheco. Long throw across in time. One out. Nice plate appearance for Rodriguez, but in the end, O'Loughlin gets him. So that got me thinking about the Oakland A's 2021 draft. We just saw C.J. Rodriguez hit. So let me tell you about the A's 2021 draft. The pitch, Arrebialanales takes the ball inside. Grant Holman, the 2022 Lugnuts opening day starter. He was the second pitcher chosen by the A's in 2021. Analeas, a bunt single his first time, swings and misses, chasing away. 1-1. Lansing batting, top of the fifth, one out, nobody on, down 6-0. Here's the lefty's pitch, Analeas. Inside corner, strike call. The first rounder in 2021, and we know him well, Max Muncy. The Lugnuts starting shortstop. A 1-2. A ground ball hit toward short for West Michigan. Soretti gloves. Swings at a first sidearm. Out number 2. The second rounder is Zach Gelov out of the University of Virginia. He's all the way up in AAA. Then the third rounder, the A's first pitcher that they selected 2 years ago. Mason Miller is up in the major leagues. And great news earlier today reported about Mason Miller. And that is, they were looking at his MRI results, and apparently they are clean structurally. Whew. Junior Perez takes a curve for a called strike. There was a worry about Mason after he came up sore, following his last start. 6 innings, 2 runs allowed. The pitch, Perez takes low. The start before that, 7 hitless innings. Miller last year making appearances for the Lugnuts in September. Now this year already up in the majors, looking special. 2 outs, nobody on. The 1-1. Perez taps it. Foul at home plate. Strike 2. So Muncy first, Gelov second, AAA. Mason Miller third. He is in the majors. Denzel Clark fourth. He's in AA, and he's been ridiculous right now from Midland. The fifth rounder, C.J. Rodriguez, who just batted a couple of batters ago. Perez takes a fastball in. And then you've got the sixth rounder, Grant Holman, just got promoted up to Midland after dominating here with Lansing. The seventh rounder, Brett Harris, is dominating in Midland, starting at third base. Perez swings and misses. O'Loughlin strikes him out and ends the fifth inning. You see what I'm getting at? That 2021 draft looks great. And there's still more guys from that 2021 draft on this Lugnut squad, like the 10th rounder Jack Winkler, who made the great defensive play. Mitch Myers, the 12th rounder, will see him starting in 2 days. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning after O'Loughlin works the perfect top of the fifth. Nothing going for Lansing, down 6-0 at West Michigan.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen. By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Kumar Nambiar pitched the bottom of the fourth inning, allowed 2 runs on 3 hits and struck out 1, and he's already out of the game. Brock Whittlesey replaces him, the side-arming, a bearded one out of New Mexico State, who deals. And it's outside, ball 1, to West Michigan's third baseman and cleanup hitter, Isaac Pacheco. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Pacheco, Campos, Myers, 4-5-6 in the Whitecaps order. Pacheco batting left. The pitch, outside again. 2-0 from Whittlesey. Brock Whittlesey is making his 9th appearance of the year. Been a tough year so far for Brock. 10 hits, 10 runs. Kicks, throws, high. 3 balls, no strikes. He's one of the first people to tell you, too, that it just has not been good enough. Brock Whittlesey is forthright and blunt and refreshing. Smiles. There's a line drive off a 3-0 pitch. Center field. Ball's in front of Perez. Came off the end of the bat. And Pacheco is on with a base hit. A leadoff single in the bottom of the fifth inning. Usually you figure if a batter's swinging 3-0, you want harder contact than that. He did not get hard contact. He still got the knock. Now the batter's Roberto Campos, who is 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Righty deals to righty. Popped up, foul. Right side, the first baseman, Bautista Jr., feeding left to make the catch. Campos has gone on 1 pitch. Entering play today in the Midwest League, atop the Eastern Division, it's the Great Lakes Loons, the team that the Lugnuts swept in 3 games to open up the year, 17-10. They have won 8 out of their last 10 games. They have been fantastic on the road, 9-3 away from Dow Diamond. Chris Myers waits from the left side. He takes the slider for a called strike. Whitecaps here leading 6-0, bottom of the fifth, 1-on-1 out for the Caps. Another left-handed slugging first baseman Myers hitting 6th. Whittlesey sets. He throws. Whacked on a line out to center field. Perez goes back, and the ball's beyond him. And it's going all the way to the wall for extra bases. Windmill around third base, Pacheco. He's coming for the plate. No relay in. He scores standing. And a belly flop into third for Myers with an RBI triple. The lead is now 7-0 West Michigan. We have seen hard contact by West Michigan. We've also seen some poor reads in center field by Junior Perez. Dylan Paulson steps in next. Well, these Whitecaps looking for win number 17 are 16-11, 1 game back of Great Lakes. Paulson bats left. Whittlesey throws. outside for ball one. Lake County is 15-11, 1.5 games back of Great Lakes, half a game back of West Michigan. Whittle seats to the plate, put off the hands foul, left side, and up in a sweet level. There were fans who were paying zero attention. The ball landed in the suite right beside him. So they all started to scramble over to see who could get there first. The Lugnuts are in fourth in the East, then Dayton. Here's the pitch, outside and low. 2 balls, 1 strike on Paulson. Dayton's 12-15 after winning 4 out of 6. Last series in Lansing. And then Fort Wayne 9-18 brings up the rear. Here's the deal. Down low, ball three. Great Lakes has opened up a 6-game series at Lake County tonight. And the Loons are leading again 3-0 over the Captains at Classic Auto Body Park. Classic Auto Body, Classic. They lengthened the name. Classic something something park. Here's the pitch. That's high and outside. That's ball four. Dylan Paulson is on. Classic Auto Group Park, of course. You were beating me to it, weren't you? Well, for Brock Whittlesey so far, this has gone single, foul out, triple, and then the walk. And his pitching coach, Don Schulze, jogs out to the mound. Justice Bigby is coming up. They are convening the infield around. Schulze, urgency, hands on his hips. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, Dayton is beginning a 6-game series at Peoria. They are scoreless in the middle of the fourth inning. And I should let you know that over in the West, Peoria is 15-12 in a second-place tie with South Bend. And the Chiefs have won 6 straight. They're coming off a sweep of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. The Beloit Sky Carp are in first place in the West at 16-10. Beloit is playing at Fort Wayne and leading 3-1, top of the fifth at Parkview Field. We're ready. The pitch. It's chucked left side by Bigby and foul. Nice bare hand grab by the manager coaching at third, Brian Pena, a former major league catcher. Bottom of the second inning in the Quad Cities. No score, River Bandits and the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And South Bend, no score at Wisconsin against the Timber Rattlers. Whittlesey's 0-1. Line drive, base hit, left field, Justice Bigby. And from third, Myers scores. From left, Valenzuela's though comes to shortstop. Paulson stops at second on the RBI single. And it's now 8-0. For Justice Bigby, this is now a 2-hit, 3-RBI game. And remember, his last time up, Jack Winkler made the defensive play of the day for Lansing, diving to his left to take away a base hit from him. That would have been an RBI single. Austin Murr, the batter, lines the first pitch he sees into right side. Into right field, I should say. From right field, Johnny Butler comes up throwing into second base, but not in time, not handled by Muncy, trying to force at Justice Bigby. He moves up to second. Paulson over to third on the Murr single. The bases are loaded. One man out. Whittlesey looks for the double play ball to end this mess. Murr at first, Bigby at second, Paulson at third. Danny Soretti is 0-3. A ground out and 2 strikeouts out of the leadoff spot. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. West Michigan is out hitting Lansing 11-2 and leading 8-0. Whittlesey to the plate. Swing and a miss. Gave him the good off speed. Brock Whittlesey, glove pressed up against his left leg, sets at the belt. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hit to second. Onale's gloves feeds Muncy. There's one at second. Throw to first to complete the double play. 4-6-3. Damage limited. West Michigan scores 2 on 4 hits and a walk. Strands 2. Bound for the 6th inning from Comstock Park. The Whitecaps are up 8-0.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
West Michigan goes to the bullpen for the first time today. The Whitecaps have called upon the right-hander Angel Reyes, wearing number 17. He replaces Jack O'Loughlin. After O'Loughlin tossed five masterful innings, struck out four lugnuts. O'Loughlin walked one. He got allowed two base hits. A single by Daniel Susak in the fourth inning. A bunt single by A. Rebilanales in the third. And that was all. It's 8-0 West Michigan leading. Johnny Butler leads off the top of the fifth inning, or top of the sixth, I should say. First pitch swing out to right field. That ball is high and deep and caught at the wall by the leaping Austin Murr. And that is how things are going for Lansing. Johnny Butler gives one a ride. And Austin Murr went all the way back there and got it. Jack Winkler is coming up as the number two hitter in the order and the number two hitter of this sixth inning. Righty deals to righty. Fastball missed inside. My goodness, Austin Murr, the Gold Glove winner at first base back in college. 1-0, up and in with a fastball. And you know what? He just robbed his college teammate. It just hit me. Johnny Butler from NC State. Deep drive right field. NC State's Murr took it away. They'll have that to laugh about. Winkler takes the fastball in. 3-0 from Angel Reyes. How about that? Reyes comes set. Deals. There's a called strike at the letters. 3-1. Well, I've put a star next to it on my scorecard. One out, nobody on. A 3-1 is up and in. Ball four. And Winkler is on. And for Jack Winkler, that extends his on-base streak to 12 games. His ninth walk, next to nine hits during the streak. Now Reyes takes on Max Muncy. 1-1. Lansing down 8-0. The pitch, hit high and deep to left field. Back goes Justice Bigby. He's at the track to make the catch. Winkler turns around, heads back to first base. That's two instances of very hard contact in the sixth inning. And nothing to show for it for Lansing. Daniel Susak, 1-for-2 with a single. Reyes deals. Susak looks at ball one low. Right now, the left field corner is in the shade. And the shadows have stretched out past the home plate circle toward the pitcher's mound. Reyes offers. Susak takes a ball low. You'd always think in this situation, Ball is coming from sunlight to shade. That's going to be very difficult on the batter. We have not seen it be difficult on these lug nuts hitters against Angel Reyes in the sixth inning. Reyes throws. Inside, nearly hit Susak. Three balls and no strikes. Danny Bautista Jr. is on deck. Daniel Susak earlier in the game with a single extended his on-base streak. Takes a called strike on 3-0. Fastball at 91. Susak has reached base in 10 consecutive games. Winkler in 12 straight. Winkler's at first. Two outs. 8-0 Whitecaps. The pitch. Strike two called to Susak. From 3-0, the count is full. Longest on-base streak for the team is Caden Trenkel's 18-gamer. Trenkel out of the lineup again today. We'll check on his health. Payoff pitch for Daniel Susak. Runner takes off. Bouncer foul, rolling left. Wind rippling the American flag high above the batter's eye. Flag at half mast. Runner moves, payoff pitch, foul back again. That pitch was coming up and inside, a fastball in on the hands. I have no idea how Daniel Susak caught a piece of that. Choppy sort of stroke. Three in the second, one in the third. Two in the fourth, two in the fifth for the Whitecaps in this 8-0 lead. Lansing trying to scratch back. Susak dribbles, left of the mound, backhanded by Reyes. Plants, throws, got him at first base, side retired. Fine job by Reyes of fielding his position. Sends us to the bottom of the sixth inning. Lugnuts show the Caps 8-0.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. The Lugnuts are down 8-0. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Brock Whittlesey remains on the mound for Lansing. Whittlesey deals to Jace Young. The first offering taken, a slider outside, ball one. I will answer our Lugnuts trivia question of the game here in the bottom half of the sixth. Whittlesey kicks and throws. Blown away. Two balls and no strikes. Jace Young is 1-for-3 with a two-run triple back in the fourth inning. Here's Whittlesey's pitch. Outside corner, strike call. By the way, I'd like to say hello to the Booster Club, the Lugnuts Booster Club, meeting tonight. 2-1, misses down and away, ball three. So hello to the Lugnuts Boosters. We're not all that far away. They're making plans for how best they can boost up this team next month. Here's the toss. Outside, ball four. Young is on, opening up the sixth inning. Now we are into the season. Once you get past April, here we are now in May. Five series down for the Lugnuts. A sweep of Great Lakes. A split with West Michigan. A series loss at Lake County. A series win against Quad Cities. A series loss at Dayton. Eliezer Alfonso swings and grounds a base hit through the right side. Chase Young moves up to second base. Stops right there. Though comes in behind him to the shortstop, Muncy. Single by Alfonso. Two on, nobody out for Isaac Pacheco. This is that period of the season. The weather has gotten nice where you start to really get into a routine. The body gets right. Isaac Pacheco is now the batter. He's one for two with a walk, a foul out, a single, and two runs scored. Batting from the left side. 2-1, nobody out, 8-0 Caps. Whittlesey delivers. Outside, ball one. For the Lugnuts against West Michigan this year, 12 meetings in the first half, 9 meetings in the second half. Whittlesey to the plate. A ground ball pulled, foul up the right side. Ball and a strike. That is the second most meetings that Lansing has with any team in the Midwest League. The Lugnuts take on Lake County 24 times, including next week at Jackson Field. Go to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. 1-1. Down low, scooted in between the legs of the catcher, Susak, pinballing off the feet of the home plate umpire, Tipton. Stayed right there. Two balls, one strike on Pacheco. Alfonso staying at first base, Young staying at second. Whitecaps batting with an 8-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth, nobody out. And the Lugnuts warm up the right-hander, Hunter Breaux. Whittlesey throws. Shot in the air, down the left side. To his right seat, Valenzuela in a foul ground. Can't make the catch. He dropped it in foul territory. We'll check in with the official score. He overran it a little bit, but he was under. And the ball hit his glove, and he dropped it. Been that kind of game for Lansing. Official score does not see fit to rule an error. Says no play. Two-two pitch for Pacheco. That's a line drive ripped in a right field for a base hit. Butler over, cuts it off on the warning track to get it in. Young is around to score. Pacheco for second, Alfonso for third. The throw-in dropped by A. Rubialanales. Quickly recovered by Danny Bautista Jr. It's just an RBI double. And now the lead is 9-0. Nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. West Michigan keeps on crushing it. It makes quite the comparison. As the pitching coach, Don Schultz, he makes a slow walk out to the mound. How in the top half of this inning, we saw Johnny Butler and Max Muncy hit the hardest balls for the Lugnuts all day. Butler to the wall, Muncy to the warning track, and both were caught. And on the other side, here's West Michigan with 12 base hits. They continue to find green grass on their own home field. Well, I said that I was going to check in with your Lugnuts trivia question of the game, and so I will. Your Lugnuts trivia question of the game as follows. Who on this Lugnuts team is the career leader for home runs? And I said, if he had been on the squad earlier in the year, if I had asked that question a couple of weeks ago, the answer would have been Lasser Armenteros. Armenteros with 51 career home runs, but he's now promoted. Here's Roberto Campos, second and third, taking a called strike. So if it's not Lasser Armenteros who on this current squad, well, I can tell you about Max Muncy. And I won't tell you about the Major League Max Muncy either. the minor league Max Muncy, the Lugnut shortstop. Swinging a foul tip at home plate. Caught a piece of the catcher, Susak. Ouch. Minor league Max Muncy, 21 home runs. Hit 19 last year, has 2 so far this year. So let's make Max the leader in the clubhouse. But you know, there was another big home run hitter. Teammates with Max with Stockton a year ago. And now teammates once again this year with the Lugnuts. The center fielder, Junior Perez. 0-2. Ground ball up the middle. Base hit center field. The aforementioned Perez over to play. Alfonso scores. Pacheco scores. Throwing to second base. Two-run single, Roberto Campos. It is 11-0 West Michigan. Campos' fourth and fifth RBIs of the year. Still nobody out. Chris Myers is coming up. Junior Perez has 37 home runs. He is your answer. Chris Myers grounds the first pitch down to first base, grabbed by Bautista Jr. Steps on his bag, throws to second. Max Muncy applies the tag on Campos sliding in. It's a reverse force double play. 3-6, and the bases are wiped clean. Second double play in as many innings. Induced by Brock Whittlesey. For the Lugnuts infield, that's the 23rd double play that they have turned. Well, congratulations to John Cushing riding in with that answer. Junior Perez, the most career home runs. Strike one called to Dylan Paulson. 37 for Junior. He had 14 as a member of the Padres organization. 23 so far as the A's org. Chopper on the left side. Third baseman Winkler handles. Wings it over to first. Paulson retired. Inning over. 3 hits, 1 walk, 3 more runs for the Whitecaps, who strand nobody. And as we go to the 7th inning, the lead for the Whitecaps is now 11-0.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition. And Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Angel Reyes gave Lansing a couple of meatballs in his first inning of work, but he worked out of it. He stranded a runner after walking Jack Winkler. He received some great defense, too. And now the right-handed reliever heads back to the mound. Reyes, the native of Bayamon, Puerto Rico, with an 11-0 lead at his back, takes on Danny Bautista Jr. Chopper hit toward short. Couple of hops to Danny Ceretti. The sidewind to first for out number one. One pitch, one out. Zahid Valenzuela next, and then C.J. Rodriguez against Reyes. Reyes originally drafted in the 19th round by the Tigers 5 years ago. Zahid Valenzuela is 0-for-2, flying to right, grounding to short. Switch hitter bats right, or bats left. And takes a called strike one. He was batting right against the starting pitcher, Jack O'Loughlin, who fired 5 scoreless innings for the Whitecaps. West Michigan's up 11-0. The deal, down and in. A 1-ball, 1-strike. This game is bearing some eerie resemblance to to the Lugnuts, 11-0 loss to Dayton. Break even. Chopper hit toward short, another chance Soretti. Nearly lost his footing, rights himself. Those flat-footed, not in time. Valenzuela beats out an infield single. Danny Soretti was caught in between. Well, in that game, Saheed Valenzuela had the Lugnuts only two hits with a couple of singles. He collects his first hit here. Third hit of the game for Lansing, the batter C.J. Rodriguez. 0-2, two groundouts to third. He takes up high, ball one. The challenge for these hitters right now is locking in, right? Keeping their focus strong. Score is 11-0. They've got the short end. Rodriguez starts a high fly ball, deep left field. Bigby back, runs it down. And back to first base, rushes Valenzuela. Good contact, Rodriguez. Odd number two. I mean, they're hitting it hard. And they just don't have much to show for it. I expect that we will see Hunter Breaux on the mound in the bottom half of this inning, by the way. Hey, Rebielanales is 1-2 with a bunt single. He chops the first pitch he sees left side. In comes third baseman Pacheco. Nearly juggled, recovered to transfer, and fired to first. Odd number three. The Valenzuela infield single is stranded. And we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Lansing is down 11-0 at West Michigan.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Hunter Breaux is indeed into the ballgame as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Lugnuts down 11-0. Breaux replaces Brock Whittlesey, who went two innings and allowed seven hits and five runs. It's been that kind of day. 11-0 Caps. And the first offering called a strike in the outside corner to Justice Bigby, 8-9-1. Bigby is 2-for-3 with an RBI single and a two-run double. Not in that order. He takes down low. A breaking ball from Breaux. Hunter Breaux told me that one key change that he's trying to make to improve his numbers is with that slider. Delivers. Smacked up the middle, a base hit to center field. And the hit parade continues. Throw comes inbound from Junior Perez. Leadoff single, Justice Bigby. Hunter Breaux, a 16.03 ERA coming in. 7 appearances, 10 and 2/3 innings, and 29 base hits, 19 runs, league hitting .468 against him. He's had a couple of really rough outings recently. Deals to Austin Murr, batting left. First offering is fly to center field. Perez goes back, draws a bead. In front of the track, he makes the catch, leaning out over his left shoulder. Staring up over his right shoulder to haul it in. Murr is retired. Bigby back to first base. So Hunter Breaux told me that he was working on the shape of his slider. that his ladder had been super sharp and short, and what he's trying to do is loosen it up a little bit. Lower the velo. The big ride he kicks and throws. On the first offering to Danny Ceretti, punch toward short. Muncy Fields fires to second one, turn to first, double play. That works out great, and that's a scoreless frame for Hunter Bro. Leadoff single, fly out, 6-4-3. Going to the eighth inning, Lansing down 11-0.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Yeah, and what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The West Michigan Whitecaps scored at least one run in every inning from the second through the sixth, but Hunter Bro shut them out in the seventh. And the Whitecaps have grounded into double plays in three consecutive innings. As we go to the eighth, what are we going to find out here? Lugnuts trail 11-0 in the opening game of the six-game series. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Tomorrow, the Lugnuts at 6:35 p.m. will start the lefty Brady Basso, his second appearance. Christian Fernandez will follow him. Willyander Moreno will counter for West Michigan. Then Mitch Myers gets the ball on Thursday night, 6:35, against Wilkel Hernandez. First offering top of the eighth, ball one outside. Dealt in by the new West Michigan pitcher, Jack Anderson. Ball one to the Lansing center fielder, Junior Perez. Second offering. Strike called on the outside corner. That'll go Perez, Butler, Winkler, 9-1-2 in the eighth, down 11-0. Righty, righty. Anderson ready. Winds. Throws. Junior takes ball two outside. So Basso tomorrow, the lefty. Myers, the righty on Thursday. On Friday, a morning game, 11 a.m. Jacob Waters gets the ball. The windup, the 2-1. Line drive up the middle. Base hit center field, Junior Perez. That has to feel really good. In comes the throw from Roberto Campos. That's a leadoff single. Perez, before that base hit, 5-for-63 this year. Putting in the work, just not seeing the results. The whole trust the process, that's where you really see it. With Perez, that was a laser into center field. Hard contact is exactly what he's looking for. Now Johnny Butler takes ball one low. And that's where you just separate this game. You say, okay, the score is 11-0, but just for a moment, let's go batter by batter and see how each player individually does with what he's working on. At first base, Myers plays behind Perez. Anderson deals. Johnny swings and misses a good breaker. Ball and a strike. Back to the rotation, by the way. Waters goes on Friday morning at 11. Saturday night, 7:05 p.m., Blake Beers gets the ball, coming off 9 strikeouts, 5 innings on Sunday. That was a gem. Butler takes ball 2 on the breaking ball low. Blocked well by catcher Alfonso. And then Sunday, it's this same pitching matchup that we saw tonight. It's the two Jacks. Jack O'Loughlin, Jack Perkins. Somewhere we'll find a Jack of Spades and a Jack of Diamonds. 2-1. Strike called, inside corner. 2-2. Butler is 0-for-3, grounding to second, striking out swinging. And his last time up, hammering a ball out to the wall in right that Austin Murr made a great catch of. Took away maybe a home run, maybe just extra bases. 2-2 pitch. Inside, barely. Tough take, ball three. Anderson replaces Angel Reyes. Reyes went two innings, the sixth, the seventh, a walk, a single, no strikeouts, no walks, or I should say, no runs. 3-2. On its way, Butler grounds it foul. That followed the starter O'Loughlin, five scoreless innings, four strikeouts, two hits, one walk. Compared to Lansing starter Jack Perkins, three innings, four hits, four runs, one walk, four strikeouts, and one home run hit by Eliezer Alfonso. So those two, O'Loughlin and Perkins, rematch on Sunday. Payoff. High and away, ball four. Butler is on. A single and a walk against Anderson to open up this eighth inning. I really enjoy that Jack Anderson, the West Michigan right-handed reliever, wears number 22. And Luke Anderson, the Lansing right-handed reliever, wears number 22. Jack out of Tampa, Florida, 16th rounder 2 years ago. Lets it fly. Jack Winkler fouls the pitch back. Luke Anderson, not a 16th rounder in 2021, a 15th rounder in 2021. Out of Prairie Village, Kansas. Luke is older. Luke, August the 5th, 1998, his birthday. Jack kicks and throws. Jack Winkler pops it foul, right side. And this ball is out of play. Off to the lawn. Oh, it fell right on a kid's foot. And that kid now has a sore foot. Oh. Fell on his foot. Bounced to a different kid who's wearing a baseball cap, a shirt and jeans. On the first kid, he's trying to shake off that pain. Walk it off. Ah. Hopefully it didn't catch the toes. The pitch to Winkler. Fly ball center field. Measured by Campos. Fading back to his left. Reels it in. Runner tags from second base. From first base, Butler stays put as the throw comes into second, and Junior Perez advances over to third. That's the first out. And now we've run out of Jacks. Jack Perkins, Jack O'Loughlin, Jack Anderson, Jack Winkler. Now it's Max Muncy. I mean, four of a kind. Righty deals to righty. Anderson's pitch. Up high to Max Muncy. Ball one. The game was just dealing us jacks there. Jack Anderson looking to start dealing. 11-0 Caps. Muncy swings through an Anderson fastball at 90. That, to my mind, it's going to be an interesting step for Muncy to take. We've seen him swing through a lot of pitches this year, especially fastballs. He's gotten beaten by velocity. Swing and a miss again. 1-2. You would like, as a hitter, to take away a pitch from a pitcher. To say, you can't throw me that pitch. I will mash it. We haven't seen that yet from Max. Anderson throws. Reaches out and pokes a base hit right field. Perez comes in to score. Up to second base. Butler, as the throw comes in from right fielder Murr. How about that single for Max? An RBI opposite field single, and Lansing's on the board down 11-1. That felt like Daniel Susak. That's beautiful. That's a good pitch by Jack Anderson on the outside corner, and Max Muncy didn't try to do too much, just punched it, jabbed it through the open right side. That's open to him every single time. Now here's Daniel Susak laying off a breaking ball down and away, ball one. Boy, if Max Muncy's two-strike approach changes, he's already started to get more disciplined, not helping out the pitcher. Susak lays off a breaker, low, ball two. I started off this half inning talking about Junior Perez, the work that he's put in, ended up with a single. Johnny Butler earned the walk. Jack Winkler flied out to center. Muncy the RBI single. Susak waits, 2-0. Flight foul right side, out of play. You stay patient with all of these players. I've seen players who've gotten off to the rockiest starts. Players who've seen like the worst players on the team. And then you fast forward a couple of years and suddenly they're in the majors. That's a 2-1 hitter's pitch. Fouled straight back to the screen. Boy, did he have a nice cut. Just couldn't find the same plane. The great example in my mind is Danny Jimenez, who on the 2018 Lugnuts team was a gas can to start off the year, could not get anybody out, gave up big hits. 2-2 from Anderson, breaking ball outside. And then you fast forward, and unfortunately he's gotten hurt, but he has earned himself a key role in the Oakland Athletics bullpen when healthy. Lansing's down 11-1. 2-1, one out, top of the eighth. 3-2 pitch. Fouled off at home plate. Caught a chunk of the catcher, Alfonso. There's been more than that. I'd like you to check out Robinson Chirinos, who is a weak-hitting middle infielder on the Lugnuts. And then you fast forward. Robinson Chirinos has had how long of a major league career reinventing himself as a catcher? He's done very well for himself, team after team after team. 3-2. Anderson's pitch. Susak grounds it foul, left side, past his manager coaching at third, Craig Conklin. So here we are, May the 9th, 2023. Daniel Susak in the right-hand batter's box. Snapshot this. Butler at second, Muncy at first, Batista Jr. on deck. 3-2. High for ball four. Daniel Susak draws a walk in a fourth straight game after he walked only five times the entire month of April. He's gotten more patient. He has worked big time on his approach. If you read the book on Susak, as the catcher Alfonso out to the mound and the pitching coach for West Michigan, Dan Riccobal, out to the mound. The book on Daniel Susak is that he swings at everything. Highly aggressive hitter, but, you know, he hits it, so is that such a bad thing? It's just that he doesn't walk all that often. Well, Susak is walking more. I remember, you go back, before the pandemic, when Gabriel Moreno was a Lansing Lugnut. Moreno now in the major leagues with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And what the coaching staff did with Moreno is they said, we know that you can hit everything. You've got the bat-to-ball skills, exactly like a Daniel Susak. However, I want you to not try to hit everything. Just take those pitches that are off the corner. Don't hit those, because if you do, you won't hit them as hard. The exit velocity won't be as the same. And they showed them the difference between the exit velocity on when he hit the ball that was in the zone and hit the ball out of the zone. And he hit it so much harder when it's a strike. Just gets so much easier. Base is loaded. Danny Batista Jr. takes a called strike one. Now Moreno, currently in the major leagues, is hitting .315 for Arizona, but he still is not walking. He's walked twice in 27 games. Huh. And 0-1. Batista Jr. fouls it up and away to the right side. So he still has some work to do in terms of his free swinging. Love the .315 average. He's only 23. Traded in the offseason. Danny Batista Jr. is 0-3. The number 5 hitter in the order. Lansing down 11-1. Bases loaded. It's a line drive. Left center field. Campos to his right. Goes into a slide. Can't make the catch. The ball bounces away from him. All the runners played it cautiously, so they go station to station. Butler scores from third. Muncy to third, and Susak up to second base on the Batista Jr. RBI single. Watch out now. It's 11-2. And Brian Pena is wasting no time. He's saying, I'm seeing the Lugnuts rallying. I don't like this. I'm getting Jack Anderson out of this game. Line drive by Danny Batista Jr. on an 0-2 pitch. Base is loaded, one out. At a pitching change at LMCU Ballpark. And based on the way how this one was going, you would not say that we would be seeing what we're seeing. And maybe the final score of this game will be 11-2. Maybe it won't be. But I can tell you, Ryan Pena is furious with his team. He was berating the full infield, gesticulating emphatically. And now he stomps off the mound, first base side. His Whitecaps are up 11-2. Maybe he has seen a breach in concentration. This top of the eighth inning, Started off with a Junior Perez single. Johnny Butler walked. Jack Winkler fly to center. Max Muncy the RBI single. Daniel Susak walked. Danny Bautista Jr. the RBI single. New man on the mound for the West Michigan Whitecaps, a right-hander. At its number 29, the native of the Bahamas, Chavez Fernander, who throws oh so many sliders. That's what Saheed Valenzuela is about to turn around, bat from the left side against. Well, Fernander so far this year, a 2.16 ERA in five appearances, 8 1/3 innings, 9 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. For Anderson, the book is not yet complete, but we can say this. He goes 1/3 of an inning. He allows 2 walks and 3 hits. So far, 2 runs have been charged to him. How about this? Warm-up pitches concluded. Bring up Saheed Valenzuela. Well, Chavez Fernander this year, left-handed hitters are hitting .222 against him. Right-handers are hitting .280. 3 doubles, 1 triple. Switch hitter, so Valenzuela bats left. Time called by the catcher, Alfonso. In this case, being a switch hitter might not aid Saheed. Muncy at third runs well. Susak at second, an aggressive runner at first, Bautista Jr. Fernander sets, kicks, throws. Down low and got away from Alfonso, kicking right. Everybody is moving up. Muncy scores standing. To third, Susak. To second, Bautista Jr. And now it's 11-3. Are you starting to smile yet? 3 runs are in. 2 runners are in scoring position. 1 ball and 0 strikes on Saheed Valenzuela. Official score with the ruling, wild pitch. The ball went offering from Fernander. Valenzuela thumps it, left field. Back goes Justice Bigby, stops. He's got the catch. At third base, Susak the tag. He comes in to score. They let the throw go all the way into third base. Danny Bautista Jr. stays at second. A sack fly for Saheed Valenzuela. And now it's 11-4. Craig Conklin has told me that he loves this team and he loves their battle. They have not packed it in. CJ Rodriguez batting with 2 outs and a runner in scoring position. Righty to righty. Yanked on a line, hooking down the left field line. Foul. Strike 1. CJ is 0-3. DHing, batting 7th. Couple of ground outs to 3rd and a fly out to left. His bat has been cold recently. Fernander to the plate. High with a fastball. Here's what I mean about his bat being cold. Rodriguez is 0 for his last 15. One ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. 4 runs in. Bautista Jr. at second. The pitch. Ground ball left side. That's through for a base hit. The schneid is over. The windmill for Bautista Jr. He scores. A throw into shortstop from Justice Bigby. An RBI single for C.J. Rodriguez. It's 11-5. Chavez Fernander replaced Jack Anderson. And he allowed all of the inherited runners to score. 5 runs charged to Anderson. Fernander brought them in with a wild pitch, a sack fly, and a single. And now A. Rebiel Anales, first pitch. He hammers it to left. Bigby goes back, and that ball is off the wall. Rodriguez heads for third base, held up there. Anales cruises into second for a double. A first pitch resounding double off the left field wall. Anales' 6th double of the year. His bat is suddenly white hot. his second hit of the game. Two more runners into scoring position. Bring up Junior Perez. This inning began where the Whitecaps atop the Lugnuts 11-0. It's 11-5 right now. And Junior Perez began the inning with a line drive single to center. Here's the pitch. Chopper hit toward third. Pacheco over. Foul ball fielded back of the bag and to the left. And that's strike one. Boy, could Junior go from having one hit in the whole month to having two hits in the same inning. Are you having fun yet? Five runs, eight hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. 11 runs, 15 hits, no errors for the Whitecaps. And remember, Hunter Bro put up the zero in the bottom of the seventh inning after West Michigan had scored and scored and scored. Three in the second, one in the third, two in the fourth, two in the fifth, three in the sixth. And here in the eighth, the tide has turned. Runners at second and third, two outs. Fernander's pitch, down low. Looking to avoid another wild pitch. He's already thrown one that brought in a run. That was his second wild pitch of the year. He has also balked once this year. At third, Rodriguez. At second, Angeles. One ball, one strike. Here it comes. Perez pops it up. Foul. Back of home plate. Catcher Alfonso back to the screen. Three rows deep. Strike two. A single by Perez began things. Butler drew the walk on a 3-2 pitch. Winkler fly to center. Muncy on a two-strike pitch. Punched an RBI single to right. Daniel Susak on a 3-2 pitch, walked. Danny Bautista Jr., an RBI single on a two-strike pitch. And here, on a one-ball, two-strike pitch to Junior Perez, on its way, outside for ball two. Good take. After that Bautista Jr. RBI single, West Michigan went to the pen. Chavez Fernander came in for Jack Anderson. The wild pitch brought in Muncy. Valenzuela's sack fly scored Susak. Rodriguez's single scored Bautista Jr. Then the double by Angeles. A 2-2. Swinging a fly ball to center field. Back goes Campos. Back he goes over his other shoulder. Jumps up to make the catch and retire the side. That ball kept on carrying. But in the end, the 19-year-old Roberto Campos hauls it in. And that does it for a 10-batter. Five-run top of the eighth inning. Lansing has nearly chopped the lead in half. Going to the bottom of the eighth, West Michigan 11, Lansing 5.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It was 11-0. It's now 11-5. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Chase Young, the batter, fouled off the first pitch from Hunter Breaux. Left-handed batter, right-handed reliever deals. Inside corners, strike two called. The Whitecaps 2-3-4 hitters and Young, Alfonso Pacheco. Against the Lugnuts, big right-hander out of the University of Oregon, Hunter Breaux. Kicks, deals, fouled off into the screen on the left side. Went off speed. Chase Young today, 1-for-3. The one hit, a two-run triple. Last time up, he walked. He scored the ninth of the Whitecaps' runs. 11-5, Caps looking for insurance before the ninth. Young takes, bouncing in. Ball one. The Lugnuts this year have not scored that many runs in games. In fact, only once this year have they scored more than six in a game. Nine against the Caps. Young takes, breaking ball in. 2-2 on the slider. And I can say the slow, slow slider. Breaux comes set, kicks, 2-2. Outside. Three balls and two strikes. This is where you would love to get a shutdown in it. Time granted to the batter. When we go to the ninth, it will be the top of the order coming up for Lansing, and that is Butler, Winkler, Muncy. Now, I know the lead is six. The pitch, fouled off, left side, sweet level, then bouncing down off the blue railing. There's a fan wearing a Cubs shirt, Cubs red shirt, reached out with his glove and missed it from the sweet level, and he's kicking himself right now. 3-2 from Breaux, up high for ball four, and Young is on. Opening up the bottom of the eighth. This is something of this game that has gained a little bit more interest. Now the Whitecaps offense looks to lock things back in after their manager Brian Pena reacted as if he thought that they lost their focus in the top half of the eighth inning. Their offense was so good against Jack Perkins, against Kumar Nambiar, and against Brock Whittlesey. Eliezer Alfonso takes ball one high. Can the Lugnuts get two scoreless innings from Hunter Breaux? That's the question. He has had his struggles this year. He fires down and in. I really appreciated how honest he was with me. And talking about his struggles, said, "I'm simply not executing. That's what I need to work on." A big man from the island of Oahu deals. Down low, three balls, no strikes on Alfonso. Remember, he got out in front of Chase Young, nothing in two, and then he walked him. And now 3-0 on Alfonso, and in danger of walking a second straight man. His pitch, high for ball four. He's done it. Lugnut's pen is quiet. This would be a fine time for a triple play. Just saying. Catcher Daniel Susak goes out to the mound for a word. Lugnut starter Jack Perkins only went three innings. Four hits, four runs. Allowed a home run to Eliezer Alfonso. Walked one and struck out four. Kumar Nambiar pitched the fourth inning. He gave up two runs. Two-run triple to Jace Young on three hits. Brock Whittlesey then pitched the fifth and the sixth inning. Allowed two runs in the fifth and three more in the sixth. Isaac Pacheco's the batter. The pitch, ground ball down toward first, and that is down the line for extra bases. Batista Jr. just couldn't reach it. Young scores. To third base, Alfonso. Pacheco into second with the RBI double as Johnny Butler gets it in. 12-5 West Michigan. Isaac Pacheco's third hit, his second double, his second RBI. That was tantalizing. That was not a well-struck ground ball. But Danny Batista Jr. just could not get to the line. Still nobody out against Hunter Breaux for Roberto Campos. Here's the pitch. Line drive center field, and that's down for a base hit. And from third base Alfonso to third base Pacheco. RBI single Campos, his third RBI of the game. And now it's 13-5. West Michigan is rebuilding that lead. Still nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Well, punch, counterpunch. The next man up is Chris Myers. But first, the pitching coach, Don Schulze, is on his way out to the mound. Elsewhere in the Oakland Athletics organization tonight. Let's begin at the major league level. The A's had Drew Rusinski starting against the Yankees in New York. Rusinski, 5 innings, 6 hits, 7 runs, 5 earned. Errors committed by Esty Ruiz and Jace Peterson. Walk 3, strike out 2. A's are trailing 7-2. Jordan Diaz, the former Lugnut, though, has homered for the A's. Good to see Jordan performing at the major league level. Ryan Nota, another walk as well. He is just such a great batting eye, doesn't he? Runners are at the corners. Chris Myers, first pitch, grounds to shortstop. Muncy steps on second, throws to first. Double play for a fourth consecutive inning. All the while, Pacheco scores. And now it's 14-5. Two outs, nobody on. No RBI for Myers because of the double play. Brock Whittlesey got double plays in the fifth and the sixth. Hunter Brough in the seventh. Brough again here in the eighth. Dylan Paulson takes ball one inside. A 3-run bottom of the eighth inning. Double A Midland won today 11-9 over Amarillo. Brough misses down and in. 2 balls, no strikes to Paulson. Lawrence Butler homered. Greg Dykeman homered. Shane McGuire homered. And Darrell Arnaiz homered twice and knocked in 5. The pitch, low and away. 3 balls, no strikes. 11-9, Midland won it. Midland now 16-12. Brett Harris went 2-for-4 with a single, a double, and a walk. And is hitting .341. When do they call him up? 3-0. Popped up, fell, scratching the sky, and settling back and out of play. Arnaiz is hitting .333, by the way. It was the shortstop picked up in the Cole Irvin, Kyle Verbitsky deal with the Baltimore Orioles. So on the left side of the diamond with Harris and Arnaiz, boy, the A's have some prospects that they can move up to AAA. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, left field. Saheed Valenzuela involved to his right. Down the line, can he get there? He can to make the catch just inside the line. And the inning is over. By the way, David Leal started that game for Midland. 3 2/3 innings, 2 runs, 3 strikeouts. Midland won it. Cooper Bowman drew 4 walks. As we go to the ninth inning, West Michigan has added 3 more runs to its lead. And so the Whitecaps are up 14-5. The Lansing Lugnuts only have 3 more outs with which to work. Stay tuned.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Into the ninth inning, Johnny Butler leads off for Lansing against the right-hander Chavez Fernander. and takes a called strike one. Lansing is down now 14-5. Three runs for the Whitecaps in the bottom of the eighth, responding to the Lugnuts five-run top half. Butler rips the line drive, hooking down the right field line. Foul, a little bit too far out in front. On the count, nothing in two. Johnny Butler is 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored in the five-run eighth inning. He came in an RBI single by Max Muncy. I stand corrected. He came in on an RBI single by Danny Bautista Jr. Let me make sure that I get that right. Muncy singled in Junior Perez. Fernandez 0-2. High. One ball, two strikes. What was great about that last half inning was that it showed that the Lugnuts had not quit this game, right? But they still had the fight in them. And what kind of fight are they going to give here in the ninth against Fernander? 1-2. Outside corner, strike three called. He went backdoor breaking ball. One away for Jack Winkler. Right-hander against right-hander. Winkler is 0 for 3. Two strikeouts, a flyout, and a walk. He takes. Strike called inside corner. Fernander came out of the bullpen. Bases loaded, one out in the eighth inning. Lugnuts touched him up. Kicks and offers. Slider for a called strike. Nothing in two. Tossed a wild pitch. Gave up a sack fly to Seed Valenzuela. Single to C.J. Rodriguez. That brought in a run, a double to Avery Bielanales. 0-2. Line shot, left side, through. Beyond the shortstop's already a base hit to left field. Jack Winkler has a knock. Throw comes into second base. Winkler now with a single with one out, top of the ninth inning. He's 1 for 4. And the batter is Max Muncy. Ninth hit of the game for Lansing. Muncy is 1 for 3. RBI single his last time. He has also drawn a walk in this game. 14-5 West Michigan in the series opener. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. The Whitecaps came into play today with a team ERA of 3.18. They've been one of the best pitching teams in all of High A. Fernander pitches. Bouncing ball up the third base side, grabbed by Pacheco, and foul ground throws to second base in time. Oh, Isaac Pacheco niftily played. He backhanded. He flew over the line. He pivoted about, and in slow motion, he massaged that ball over to second base, where it was taken in by Young just in time to force out Winkler. Muncy on it first on the fielder's choice. Lansing is down to its very last out. Fernander against Daniel Susak. Here's the pitch. Strike called at the letters. Fastball. 92 on the stadium gun. Fernander says yes. Lifts the leg and offers. Swing and a miss. High fastball by him. Among the Lugnuts, only Johnny Butler yet to collect a base hit in the game. He hit the walk. The first four batters have each walked. The last eight batters had at least one hit. Avery Bielanales, two hits. The pitch, outside on the breaking ball. Lansing blanked until the eighth inning. And Daniel Susak in that eighth really worked and earned a walk on a 3-2 from Jack Anderson. Against Chavez Fernander. The 1-2, swing and a miss, struck him out with a slider, and this ball game is over. West Michigan victorious tonight. Final score, the Whitecaps 14, the Lugnuts 5. Lugnuts postgame up next.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on. And know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Welcome into Lansing Lugnuts postgame. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back with you at LMCU Ballpark in West Michigan, where the Whitecaps defeated the Lugnuts by the final score of 14-5 today. Final totals, 5 runs on 9 hits and no errors for the Lugnuts. Nuts stranded 8 runners on base in this game, going 3-for-7 with runners in scoring position. For the Whitecaps, 14 runs, 17 hits and no errors. The Whitecaps stranded 5 runners on and went 9-for-17 with runners in scoring position. West Michigan improves to 17-11. Lugnuts fall to 13-14. The loss to Lugnuts starting pitcher Jack Perkins, allowing 4 runs in 3 innings, including the home run to Eliezer Alfonso. He falls to 2-2. ERA jumps up to 2.70. Kumar Nambiar gave up 2 runs in 1 inning. Rock Whittlesey, 5 runs on 7 hits in 2 innings. Hunter Bro, 3 runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 2 innings. Those are your Lugnuts pitchers. Jack O'Loughlin, 5 scoreless, 2 in innings for West Michigan, picked up the win. Time of the game, by the way, officially 2 hours and 23 minutes to play this one here today. And it was played in front of a crowd of 2,037. Well, West Michigan wins the series opener, is now 4-3 against the Lugnuts this year, and all time improves to 218 and 217 against the Lugnuts all time in the series. And that brings us into looking at tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 6:35 p.m., lefty Brady Basso gets the ball for the Nuts, Willyander Moreno on the other side for the Whitecaps. And after Basso, Christian Fernandez will take the mound. So the piggybacking as they continue to stretch Basso out in his return from Tommy John. And so great to have Brady back. 1 2/3 scoreless innings the last time. Hitless, struck out 3. How does he fare in round 2 against a hot-hitting West Michigan team? I'll be rejoined by Adam Jackson tomorrow. And Adam will be with me for the whole rest of the series. All you had to endure from a solo broadcast point of view was just tonight. So Adam and I will have the call tomorrow night with the postgame, with the pregame show starting at 6:15 and then first pitch at 6:35. For tonight, I wish you a great rest of your evening from the western side of the Midden in Comstock Park, Michigan. I've been Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once again, your final, the Whitecaps 14, the Lugnuts 5. Take care. This has been Lugnuts.